In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The time after sin is a dangerous time. This is the time that trips people up. As a pastor, I see this all the time. Sin does not kill. Not repenting of sin kills. God will forgive all sins. But if we do not repent of our sins, we become embroiled in more sins. Sin begats sin. We see this with Judas. After he had delivered up Jesus. The Gospel says in Matthew chapter 27, Then Judas, the one delivering him up, after he saw that he was condemned, felt remorse, and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned, having delivered up innocent blood. But they said, What is that to us? Thou shalt see to that. And having cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, he withdrew. And he went away and hanged himself. The Gospel says that he felt remorse, but he didn't repent. Judas was of small spirit, small mind. He was sorry. He wasn't an absolute barbarian. He wasn't totally evil. He knew that he'd done something terrible. But he was only sorry about it. He didn't have courage. He didn't have purpose. He didn't have direction. He didn't have action. When he encountered an obstacle to repentance, that is, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the chief priests, didn't care about his sorrow, and they blew him off. When he encountered that obstacle, he had no other plan, no other recourse, so he went to hang himself. This is a bad reaction to sin in microcosm. This is what happens to us. You must have a plan when you sin. I'm not talking about that you literally have bullets on a PowerPoint slide about what you're going to do when you sin. But there must be reaction to sin, not just sorrow. Not just feeling terrible about yourself, not feeling that you're a terrible person, not feeling that you've really messed up. You have to have reaction to it in a positive way. Part of that is saying, Lord, have mercy on me. And then the other part is having the courage to do something about your sin. Now, I find this bad reaction to sin is very typical in sexual sins. Sexual sin is sort of, it's a strange sin because it's voluntary, but it also has an involuntary aspect to us, to it, excuse me, because if we are habitual in sexual sin, we lose our will to fight it. Our will becomes weak, and we end up doing things that are voluntary, but that we are too weak to voluntarily not do. So this is especially the case, let's say, in self-abuse. So I've seen many times people be very, very sad about their repeated incidents, but they don't change until they do something about these incidents. That's why I pass out a book called Prayers for Purity, which is a wonderful work. It's basically Compline with some other prayers in it about self-abuse or being, the book says, being defiled during sleep. But it also is about being defiled when you're not sleeping. So if a person, when they fall into a defiling sin, takes this book and with courage says the prayers, doesn't just sit on their couch being lazy, being down in the dumps, trying to not think about what they did, but instead confronts it with courage and does the prostrations and asks the Lord for mercy and says the prayers, then that is a powerful reaction to sin. And God then gives grace to the person to be able to fight against the sin the next time. Now, it might take many, many occurrences and many, many prayers before a person has the strength to completely be rid of this sin. But if a person does not do this, if a person does not fight against sin, then the sin will eventually annihilate them. That's what happened to Judas. Every time I read this, I see in microcosm our weak reaction to sin. We're sorry, but we don't do enough to repent. We don't do enough to change. If we can have the courage to confront our sin and do something about it, then God will truly help us to be rid of the sin, not just to be sorry about it. We weren't born to be sorry about our sins, to feel terrible about ourselves because we sin. We were born to be transcendent above our sin, to conquer our sins, to become perfected. So, don't be like Judas. Don't just be sorry about your sin. If there is a sin that is long-standing in your life, talk to your pastor. Ask him to help you to fight this sin. Now, that must mean, if you're going to do it, that you can't be lazy. You got to pray. You got to fast. You got to struggle. If you have a problem with a person, you got to apologize. So, this is not easy. The easy thing to do is to feel terrible about your sin and do it again. The hard thing to do, but the thing that brings peace, is to be sorry and then active regarding your sin, and then God will help you. Amen.